Just a quick note to add in here, guys, that anyone watching on YouTube, unfortunately, this is going to be an audio-only episode. I used the wrong camera setting, and it literally looks like it was filmed on a webcam in 2009. So it's like really, really bad. So I really do apologize. But to make up for this audio-only episode, there will be a bonus episode next Wednesday. So make sure you guys subscribe, stay tuned. I promise this won't happen again, and enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well, and welcome back to Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa. If I seem a little bit quiet today, it's because I have absolutely no makeup on and I'm a new haircut. I've got no, guys. You know, it's that terrible combination when you're not wearing any makeup and you've got a new haircut. But I also have a guest. If you're listening, introduce Hello. Yourself.
I'm Lem.
I got my boyfriend Lem on the podcast. Sorry for the headphone users. But today, so first of all, introduce yourself. What do you do? What are you about?
I'm Lem and I work at a primary school. I'm a teaching assistant. I like anime and I like Jordan.
And if we seem a little bit low energy today, it's not just because I got a new haircut and I have no makeup on. It's also because I did not expect to be recording this podcast episode so last minute, so late. It's currently, I think it's about 9:30, and this podcast episode needs to go up tomorrow at 6 a.m. And we were expecting like, oh my God, let's get some Prosecco. But I realized that if I drank Prosecco, I would then get really sleepy and I wouldn't be able to edit it because I have to edit it on my own today. And then I was like, okay, so I guess this is more of like a mellowed out before bedtime chat. I feel like we should get some hot cocoa and have a nice mellow chat where we either savor your relationships or we ruin them. Basically, I asked you guys over on my Instagram, go and follow my Instagram if you don't, if you want to get involved with more episodes. And I asked you guys over on my Instagram to give me some relationship dilemmas, some queries that you're having in your romantic life, because because I feel like, first of all, I've done it on my own already, and personally I thought I gave some really fucking banging advice. I still haven't heard anything back from anyone, so I don't know whether that's
they all died
but I don't know whether that's like very telling or not. But also, I gave some good advice, but also I feel like it will be interesting to have a man's perspective on it. Because I feel like men and women, not to be too bio-essentialist here, but I do feel like the way we are socialized makes us think of love and romantic things very differently.
Yeah.
So to get the ball rolling here on Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa, we do song I'm listening to, book I'm reading, TV show I'm watching. Or you can just give a recommendation of the week.
Song I'm listening to, that one, that SZA song. But it's on the new album. I can't remember how it goes. I think it's like, it's not that I just killed my, it's one of them. It's one SZA song. Can't remember what it's called. Uh-huh. I'll tell you what it is later.
I was so used to Kath editing it. Like, we'll tell Kath.
book I'm reading, Sapiens.
You are not reading Sapiens, guys.
Sapiens is my favorite book. I haven't finished it.
Not even a quarter of the way through it. Give me that Sapiens book right now. You're not even.
Is this not a quarter of the way through? Is this not exactly, almost exactly?
That's exactly a quarter, actually. Guys,
I've been reading this book for about 3 years.
Let me tell you a stupid story about this damn book. When me and Lem first started. I don't know, hooking up, that's a very American term, but when me and Lem first started hooking up, we got into a little bit of a lover's quarrel, a little bit of a tiff about 2.5 months in, and we didn't talk to each other for like a week. We didn't talk to each other. I mean, I didn't talk to you. I was mad at you.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't very mad.
Lem decided to... So we started talking a little bit But I was like, I'm not too sure about this guy. And then all of it, guys, actually, it's so embarrassing.
The way you tell it is just so not how it was.
It was, so my perception of it is me and them are talking and like whatever, but like, you know, we haven't met up since. Like, it's still a little bit, the water's a bit cold, whatever. And then he's like, so what's all this socialism stuff
that's
about?
Just
and then starts asking
me.
What socialism is, like all this stuff about classism, which, guys, I mean to be fair, I'm not the most educated about classism, so don't fucking come at me, but I know my shit because I read a book about it and I recommended him this book, Chavs by Owen Jones.
You'd already recommended me the book before.
Okay.
When we'd been, like, you'd spoke to me about the book before, and I saw something on Twitter, and someone was like, you can't really be like, you're all about these causes if you don't haven't actually done any reading, you don't know anything about it. And I was like, you know what? I should be reading, like, I've been reading Sapiens for a while. I should maybe try another book. I should maybe try and get another book. So I was like, who knows who would have some good literature on the subject? Jordan. So I hit her up and I asked her, hey, do you have a book? Maybe you could lend me a book or recommend me a book.
And then I went over there. I lent him the book.
Yeah.
Other things happened. Yeah. And he still hasn't read it. Look, it's been how long? Nearly 3 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish Sapiens.
And he's going, I'm going to finish Sapiens. He's been finishing Sapiens for 3 years. And then, guys, he had
difficult to read books because there's just so much manga and anime and stuff out there, and it's so much easier to read. But I like books, but it's so hard to finish them. And if I'm reading two books, then neither of them are ever going to get finished. Sapiens is already, I'm looking at another 8 years before I finish Sapiens. And if I add this other book into the mix, then who knows what's going to happen.
No, but also you had the fucking cheek to say, oh, once I finish Sapiens, I'm going to read this book, which isn't Chavs by Owen Jones.
Dune.
Yeah, what's Dune?
I'm sorry, did you see Dune?
No, I didn't see Dune.
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
What
am I going to do?
What am I going to do? Just seen Dune. Dune 2 is coming out too.
Dune 2?
Yeah.
Dune 2, Dune 2. Dune 2.
To Timothy, to Chalamet. Dune 2, the squeakle, is coming out.
The squeakle.
And I read something and Timothy Chalamet was like, oh, yeah, the giant...
Timothy
Salami says that the giant worm he rides in the movie is all practical effects. And I'm like, he's riding a giant worm? I'm like, this book must be crazy.
Sorry, okay, riding a giant worm is not that impressive. I have watched SpongeBob before. The time they catch the Alaskan ball worm.
It's going to be like that.
It's going to be the Alaskan ball worm.
It's
going to
be the Alaskan ball worm. But apparently it's not CGI. Like, they made this huge...
Does that mean
worm.
Dune and SpongeBob exist in the same universe?
I don't think that's what it means. I think the guy who wrote Dune... No,
was inspired by
no,
the Alaskan
maybe
ball worm.
The guys who made SpongeBob had seen Dune. Because I think Dune came out first.
Right.
The book.
Sure. Well, I got my hair cut. I just want to talk about myself for a second. I got my hair cut.
Maybe I should move Sapiens to the bedside table.
I don't think that's going to make any difference because you're going to look at your Switch and you're going to look at Sapiens.
That's why I'm going to put Sapiens on top of my Switch.
So you can move it.
To get to my Switch, I'll have to at least brush over Sapiens first.
So you can acknowledge that Sapiens exists.
No,
and then go in
front. I'll be, just by being near, like, even just looking at it now, I'm like enthralled. I'm like, what were those Sapiens up to? What are those Sapiens up to?
Like with Dune. What are those Dunes
up
to?
Yeah, what are they doing? What are they doing?
I haven't had hair this short since I was like 19. And I remember it was because I didn't have to. I got my extensions removed. So I got extensions for the first time when I was 19. And then I got them removed.
I thought you were going to get a bob.
This is a bob. This is literally, I look like the drummer of Saint Celebrity right now.
So they're calling you Bob?
Yeah. Did you get my joke earlier? I look like the drummer of Saint Celebrity. Saint-Georges, guys, this is a massively inside joke. Our friend Mikey.
Saint-Georges is one of my favourite bands.
They're one of my favourite bands too.
They're headlining quite a few festivals this
season.
Yeah,
they're headlining, what is it, the Camden...
Camden Rocks?
Camden Rocks, and we will be in attendance.
Yeah.
And Mikey recently got a B.O.B., what they call you, Bob. And I look like Mikey. And to be fair, I'm seeing the appeal.
Yeah.
And I remember the last time I got my hair this short, I got my extensions removed. And I remember, okay, this sounds like I'm like bitching about my ex. And for some reason, I have this fear that someone who knows my ex listens to my podcast, even though like such a small likelihood of that happening. But just want to say, this comes with peace and love. But I remember he like was a hater of my extensions. When I first got them, he didn't want me to get them done.
See, I kind of hate your extensions, but for a different reason.
I don't know the reason that he hated my extensions. But also, I remember he was weird about me getting lip filler as well. I was dating Hugo from Love Island.
I don't like hair extensions because they get in my nose when we're trying to sleep. And your hair's just all over the place, always itching me, and I'm just finding it places. Ugh.
Do you find your hair in my butt crack? Oh, huh? Wait.
Sorry. Do I find you? No, normally when I'm in there, it's just your hair.
No, do you find...
You're going to cut that from the edit.
Do you find my hair in your butt crack?
Yes. Frequently.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How does it feel when you pull it out? Is it like weirdly
just like
satisfying?
How does it feel when you brush your teeth? It's just part of the day.
Do you find it wrapped around your balls?
What, like do you tie it there when you're down there?
Like a ribbon.
Are you leaving it there for me when you
Sorry, this is so disgusting. I've lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, book of TV show you're watching?
TV show I'm watching. Where to start?
So many.
Maybe you need to start with
like your main watches, then your sort of background watches, and then your sleepy watches.
Okay, so main watch at the moment, I think should be everyone's main watch, One Piece. Just started Jordan on episode 1 yesterday. Like, how do you describe the best show ever made, the best story ever told? There's not much more I can say about that. I mean, if you know about it, you already know what I'm talking about. If you don't know about it, you need to know what I'm talking about. Secondly, Blue Lock, another anime, incredible, blow your mind. It's changing the landscape of sports anime as it is right now, changing my life on a personal level. And then me and Jordan are also watching Scrubs. She'd never seen it before.
I love Scrubs.
So taking her through Scrubs.
I can do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman.
Yeah, and then for my sleepy watch, which is what I watch when I'm trying to fall asleep, I don't really mind missing like a bit here and there. I'm watching Frasier, which is a 90s, early 2000s sitcom. I'm sure most of you heard of it. Jordan had never heard of it.
I mean, everyone's like my age, so probably not.
And people know Frasier.
I don't know what Frasier is.
Kelsey
I only know
Grammer.
Frasier from Community. I don't know who that is.
Wow. Okay, well, yeah. I should have plugged my podcast.
Why don't you plug your podcast now? It's not too
My
late.
Podcast. It's just over. It's over the window.
missed your window.
my podcast is called The Lemon Zach Show, and I kind of just talk like that about different anime and Marvel movies and comic books with my brother, Zachary. And I'm trying to get Jordan
on. And they
on,
have
but...
weirdly similar voices. It can be real,
hard to
real
tell
confusing when you're listening.
Hard to tell who's talking about what. Well, normally I'm pretty positive and my brother's pretty negative, so you can kind of tell.
Oh my god, you're
that.
So Zoe and Zelda. It's a
who?
Very niche BoJack Horseman reference.
I think it's
you
Link
know
and Zelda.
Know. No! No! Sorry.
No!
So, the song I'm listening to is...
Only thing
on my phone.
I need is your
a
bitch
when
she
I bend her
over. Drinking Cola Spring in Arizona.
Fuck a Coca-Cola. That's your Juliet. Oh, that's cool. I'm a Romeo. Her. I don't know
you
the
think
next
you
lyric.
A demon till I G you like I'm Tomioka.
I don't know where I put my phone, but I'm listening to this song by Coco and Claire. I think I've got a crush.
Do you think about me when you listen to it?
No. And then, no, I'm only joking. It was a joke. And then I listened to a little bit of the Stranger Things soundtrack today, because that's one of the TV shows I'm watching right now. I'm trying to finish the fourth season. Guys, I'm probably about to make the most controversial thing I've ever said on this podcast. I don't really like season four of Stranger Things. And it's really... And because Lem is like a Stranger Things hater. And
that
I'm
show
not,
is ass. No, oh my God.
I loved the first season, liked the second season, loved the third season. Fourth season, the first few episodes were hitting. They were hitting. They were really good. And then, like, it just gotten... Like, I was texting Tara about it, because she was like, have you finished? Because I told her I was finally trying to finish it.
Yeah.
Because some of the episodes are, like, 11 in this, like, sensory deprivation tank for wait. If I see that fucking sensory deprivation tank and that stupid swim costume one more time, I'm going to lose it. And... it was like there was a snooze fest, and I was telling Tara, I was like, this is an absolute fucking snooze fest. And she was like, no, I agree. And then I was saying, I was like, I'm watching it. Lem is like sat next to me on his game whilst I'm watching it, and I'm getting embarrassed because I'm like, no, like, I promise you this show is good. Oh, and then God. I feel like delusional.
It was...
because I go and look on the IMDb, which, by the way, is a terrible idea to go and look on IMDb. Because I don't know, I think when I go on IMDb, I feel like, okay, other people are going to agree with me.
Yeah.
But clearly, I have very different tastes to the general public, because well, Girls just... is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
It has terrible ratings on IMDb.
No, it doesn't.
On IMDb.
What about the last season?
The last season had good ratings, but all the other seasons have like sixes on the episodes, which I don't feel like is very fucking deserved.
Yeah. But I feel like these days, like for a Stranger Things, it's more... the fans are the ones who are going to go on and give it a rating, like, unless it's going to get review bombed. Whereas back in those days, it's like, what loser had an IMDb account in, like, 2014 or whenever Girls came out? Like, no, it wasn't, like, the done thing to be going on there and doing that.
Yeah.
It was, like, a select few, like, nerds who were doing that.
True. Well, I guess I was just, because I went to go and look at Strange Things thinking that surely the fourth season is the worst rated season, because it's the worst rated season in, like, the Jordan Teresa... IMDb
in your books
in John Teresa's Tomatoes.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's not terribly rated.
In IMDb.
In IMDb, it's the worst rated season for me. Like, I'm not being. It's still like incredible budget and
yeah, the
whatever.
Budget
the
big.
Budget is insane.
I'd say anything I can't
like,
dispute.
The CGI is really impressive.
The CGI is bollocks. I'm sorry. You're at the emotional and action climax of. What I can only assume is Eleven's like secret backstory that like we didn't know before.
It was pretty crazy.
She's against the who's the main dude.
Papa.
This is their fight. This is their fight. She's like, and he's like, and then suddenly, and then he just goes shooting. They say like nothing happens. Then he just goes shooting back into a wall, and then just get folds in, sucks into a crack into the into the nether dimension.
Guy.
That was fucking terrible.
I want to show you the third season, because the third season is really good. I swear, like, this sounds like I have Stockholm syndrome. I don't like, but the thing is that they've sort of. You know, the first season is so drastically different to the fourth season. Like, it was meant to be a one-off.
Right.
Stranger Things was meant to be a one-off. And then it was going to be the next season, it was going to be like a anthology kind of series where they do a different story every season. Which, personally, I feel like maybe could have worked better. But the thing is, I think they've played into this Netflix stan, 80s arama of everything. So the first season was like, it's a small town in 1983 and these kids, and it was very giving like 80s movie vibes.
Yeah.
But then when it gets to sort of the third and fourth season, even though the third season was very enjoyable and I really liked it, but especially with the fourth season, they're sort of playing on this like modern retelling.
Everyone has a cassette player.
Yeah.
And there's this song that was in Ferris Bueller or something that's playing also.
I mean, I guess, but it's more just like, oh my God, if Robin does one more stupid fucking one-liner. Oh, like trying to have these purposefully, like, I feel like, so for example, oh my God, sorry, I've been talking about this for way too long. But so Steve was a character which naturally, so basically he was meant to be killed off in the first season, but they decided to keep him on because they really liked
the
actor.
With the curly hair.
Yeah, he's the one that you said looks like an owl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think he's really good looking.
I think he's good looking. He looks like an owl though.
And... And basically, they were meant to kill him off at the first season, but I think they just liked his charisma and, like, what he bought. And then he had this very natural character development to basically, like, cool, popular, jock, asshole to, like, you know,
he's
surrogate
like
mother of these four little kids, these four little nerdy kids. And it was a very natural procession.
Yeah.
And then they have Robin, who came in season three. Loved her in season three, by the way. Like, she's a lesbian. Love her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's female Uma Thurman's gaze. Daughter as well. She's Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Right.
How crazy. Fun fact. And I just really, I think she's a really good actress. But like in the fourth season, they've turned her into this, I'm so quirky. One liner. And it's so annoying. Like the only time that one, her one line, the thing is, it's not like all her one liners aren't funny, but it's just because there's so many that it's like, Every time it happens, they're just throwing it all at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like the only time that I liked it was when they were looking for music to play for Nancy, and she was like, "Music, we need music, Blondine." He was like, "This is music," because I think he had like some Kiss
some obscure band. She's like, "What is all this?
What is all this? It's music. We need some music. This is music," you know. But there was this one where they were like literally stuck in the upside down nether dimension. Nearly died.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then.
I guess they ran out of all their life points.
They're stuck in the nether dimension. They all nearly die. So then they have to go run somewhere. And Robin's like, not more running. Like, shut up. And I love you. I'm saying this out of love. This is with peace and love, Robin. But please shut up. But yeah, no, so that's a TV show I'm watching. We're also watching Succession.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're watching the shit out of that show.
Oh, they should have. Everyone's been saying that the Roy boys versus Shiv the Shiv, that could have been a whole other season, baby.
Yeah, why are they stopping that?
They're ending it so early.
Should have stretched out the two of the other episodes. Like, make the election a two-parter.
Oh, that
At finish on the funeral next season. Shiv and Madsen versus Kendall and Roman. Yeah, and now Roman's no longer an equal partner. He's fucked himself up, and Kendall is getting real power hungry.
Oh, that man is his dad.
Yeah, he's really Logan. He's Loganing it right now.
It's been a terrible, terrible few weeks for the Tom Worms guns.
I love Tom.
I'm a Conherd at heart. Because like I relate to being left out of my family. Sorry if any of my family are listening. I'm only talking about one side of my family, and I'm not gonna specify who. So you've just gotta keep on guessing. But I'm a Conherd.
So you think you're Connor if your family is Succession?
If my family was Succession, I would absolutely be Connor.
Who do you think I would be?
You would be, let me have a thinky.
I think I'm Logan.
Oh, that's fucking no.
I have to be one of the kids.
But yeah, no, I feel like you might be I feel like you're leaning more Kendall just because you're a lot more charismatic than Roman. Roman's very unlikable.
Yeah.
And you aren't an unlikable person. Yeah. Everyone always really likes you when they meet you. Who do you think I am? Am I giving Shiv with my new haircut?
Yeah, you'd say looks wise because you're a woman. I would say Shiv.
Okay,
but
you have already said before in a conversation months ago that out of all the Succession characters, I remind you the most of Connor.
Yeah,
and that's rude.
It does. You do remind me of Connor.
What? Because I'm a loser and I'm inappropriate.
Because I'd run for president. No, you. I just feel like when he was like offering up. And then spoilers for the most recent episode of Succession.
Skip forward, guys.
when he was offering up his speech, like at the last minute, to like that he wanted to say at the funeral,
mm-hmm.
and Shiv's reading it, he's like, "I think this might leave us open to legal action." What you wrote here. That was just that. I feel like that's so you. Thing.
One last thing about Succession. Remember when Kendall said that he doesn't think he's a good father, and maybe the poison drips through.
Mm.
Oh man,
powerful lines.
It's actually they're ending it way too early.
Yeah, it's I love this season so much. I don't know why. Apparently people are saying it's the weakest season.
I don't think it's the weakest season. I think what is making it the weakest season for some people is the fact that they know it's the last, and I feel like next Monday when it's the finale, I have a feeling I'm going to leave it quite unsatisfied. because I feel like there should be more.
Yeah. It's my birthday also.
Woo!
It's a good birthday present.
Happy birthday, Raven!
I can't swim.
Okay, so just before we get into it, guys, just realized we've been talking for 20 minutes, but I just want to thank today's sponsor, Athletic Greens. I wanted to give AG1 a try because not only do I really dislike taking vitamins, Lem knows this, they always get stuck in my throat and leave a funny taste in my mouth, but I also want to get all my vitamins in to help my energy levels, nourish my body, and strengthen my immune system. I drink AG1 every lunchtime to give myself some extra energy for the rest of the day and to make sure my body is getting all the nutrients it needs and deserves. And it saves so much time faffing around with different vitamins, which I end up procrastinating from taking because of my ADHD, you know if you know. With AG1, it's just one scoop in a glass of water once a day. AG1 is the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. Every scoop of the AG1 all-in-one formula is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients of the highest quality, which provide a range of benefits such as gut and mood support, energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/voicenotes. That's athleticgreens.com/voicenotes. Check it out.
Yay.
Welcome to Voice Notes, where our YouTube extraordinaire, bloody hell, Jordan Teresa, chat all things my life, pop culture, internet trends, reality TV, politics, and so much more. And today, me and my boyfriend are going to be fixing your relationship. So I asked you guys over my Instagram to send me over relationship dilemmas, queries, all that, well, I should say all that good stuff, but it's more all that bad stuff because you guys are in fucking need.
Good for us, bad for you.
I got sent so many. I've written down 16, but I don't think we're going to do all 16. I just like the number 16.
Yeah.
OCD
thing. Who doesn't like the number 16?
Who doesn't? It's so fucking good. So, should we get started? We've been recording for, I think, 25 minutes.
I think that's a good time to start.
So, number one. Been with my boyfriend for over 1.5 years and I'm 19. Guilt for wasting my young years, but also love him. And then she didn't leave anything else. I don't know whether she was just venting her thoughts.
Is that a question?
But
is that,
I'm just going to assume she's thinking, what should I do? So I
leave him.
Lem.
Spice it up.
Lem. So personally, I feel like as you are 19 years old, the idea that you're wasting your young years, girl.
You're still in them.
You will be in your young years for the next 10 years.
I'm turning 26 years young next Monday.
26
and I'm
years
still
young.
In my young years.
You're
I have yet to waste them with Jordan.
It seems like when you're 19, you think as soon as you turn like 24 that you're suddenly going to be like a fucking spinster and you're going to be all old and haggard. But like, that's true. Like, I would say that I would consider people's young years. A lot of the time, your young years, I feel like it depends a lot when you have kids.
Yeah. Also, she's 19 now, so she's got with him when she was 17 and a half.
Yes.
Not missing anything. Nothing happens between 17 and 20.
Also, there's still fun things you can do. Like, not being funny, you can still go out clubbing.
Yeah, she's just missing out on sex with other people.
And to be fair, it's not it when you're that age.
Maybe one of the worst parts. Maybe one of the worst parts of your young years anyway.
Yeah. It's not... Yeah. So, personally, it's like, I feel like people have it in their head that when they say, oh, if you feel like you're wasting your young years, then you should just break up with them. But I'm actually not in agreement with that. I think it's normal to go through this when you've been in the relationship for a while. You sort of thinking, oh, like, do I want to be single again? But I think if you know, I'm sure there's, you know, maybe try and outweigh the pros and the cons. But honestly, being single at that age is not fucking it.
Yeah. I agree with that. So for one of these... Mm-hmm. I'm going to save my wild card. I'm going to just going to say, you got to break up and they have to do it.
Okay.
Can you make that? Can you can tell them what to do, can't you?
Not quite. I can only really tell them to drink
One of you, I'm ending your relationship during this podcast and you have to do it.
This is a really interesting one.
Okay.
I really like this one. Number two, can it ever work if they're a great fit personality-wise, but you aren't physically attracted to them?
No.
Really?
if you're not, what, not physically attracted to them at all? Surely, because if you fancy someone, you become more physically attracted to them. But yeah. If that's not happening, then their personality isn't sexy enough. You might be, like, they're your friend. That's called being a friend.
I feel like if the looks part of it is holding you back, then you then it's true you don't like their personality enough. And people may seem like they're a great fit, but I feel like a lot of the time it's like they're good on paper, but the chemistry isn't chemistry.
It's like me and my friend Alfie, we get on great and we'd be a great couple, but we're both straight men, so we're not attracted to each other. So a relationship wouldn't work for that reason.
Yeah,
what, are you picturing me and Alfie together?
I guess no, it's just more I feel like being attracted to, not being attracted to someone can't be compared to not being attracted to their entire gender.
I would get married to him if I was sexually attracted to him.
Really?
No, I mean if I was single, I wouldn't leave you for him.
Okay, are you seriously thinking of leaving me for Alfie?
I wouldn't. No.
That's actually
we just both really like the same stuff.
See, the thing is, I don't think it's always good to be in a relationship with someone.
We can sit in bed all day, watch anime, we'll be cuddling, then we can play PlayStation together.
I don't think it's always great to be with someone who likes all the same things as you. Because, for example, So, Lem is currently daydreaming about leaving me for his best friend, but I feel like sometimes it's a good thing to not be into the exact same things in a relationship.
Yes.
You know, I like the fact...
She likes someone... She doesn't like doing the dishes, so she likes someone who is into doing the dishes. Yes.
I am like a fashion girly, right? I like fashion. And I actually find it extremely endearing that you don't like fashion that much. And you're actually, like, I've never known anyone that is so free from capitalism as Lem. He doesn't order anything online. Like, I have a full-blown shopping addiction, and Lem doesn't order a single thing online.
I got all the clothes I need.
How amazing is that?
I've got a timeless wardrobe.
You don't even know what a microtrend is.
No.
What a... Guys, like,
shirt, jeans. Shirt, jeans, sometimes a belt. It's a macro trend. It transcends even.
So true.
Yeah.
So number three, what is your opinion on open relationships?
I mean, whatever floats your boat. I couldn't, personally, I don't think I could survive one.
I do feel like there's like different types of open relationships. So like, I feel like I know people that are like actually polyamorous. They've had multiple partners for multiple years. They all sort of like communicate with each other and like, you know, everything, works.
Is polyamorous an open relationship the same thing?
People who are polyamorous aren't necessarily always in open relationships, and people in open relationships aren't necessarily polyamorous, if that makes sense.
But there's a Venn diagram and they intersect. Yeah. Sometimes.
So like a polyamorous open relationship is when you are capable of loving more than one person. So you're in relationships with multiple people where you're in love. Meanwhile, you can be polyamorous and just be in a relationship with one person, but also if you're in an open relationship with someone, it could just be you're in love with your partner but you both have permission to sleep with other people or something like that. So I feel like in a sort of a polyamory sense it usually works because these people know what they're doing.
Yeah, and you can have like
two different girlfriends, boyfriend and a girlfriend.
They have another boyfriend who's off somewhere else. She has a husband.
Yeah, exactly. Like it works.
Like that wife who has 5 gamer husbands.
What?
I saw this thing. It was like one of those, you know, like My Strange Addiction. What? Who does My Strange Addiction?
Oh my god! Was the My Strange Addiction was gamer husbands?
No. But it's the same people who do My Strange Addiction.
Okay, TLC.
Yeah. It was one of those shows. And he was like, I'm married to 5 gamers with a ... and she was married to 5 really nerdy guys.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's like that. And then there's also like open relationships where it's like you have one partner, but then you're both free to sleep with other people.
Right.
And I feel like that's when it can get slightly murky, because if you communicate with each other, I'm sure it's all fine. But I feel like sometimes people get pushed into open relationships where they don't want to be in open relationships. Mm. And also, an open relationship rarely, if not ever, works if it used to be closed.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's on the outs.
Also, what if one person's worse at pulling than the other one? It's not fair.
Like,
if we opened up our relationship, you'd be left on the wayside. I'd be out there
That joke isn't even fucking funny. I would pull way more than you. Me and Lem went to Simmons the other night for our friend's birthday, and Lem tried to role play being a stranger at the bar, and I would not have gone home with you.
I did
you.
It two times. First time I was being obnoxious on purpose. I was being ironically obnoxious, yes. I was trying to be the average man who might approach you. The second time I tried to do it as myself, but I've forgotten how to do it. But, you know, it's just, if it were ever to, God forbid, I ever find myself back out there, or you decide to open up our relationship, I reckon I could shake the cobwebs off. It's like riding a bike.
Number four. Started as friends with benefits and are official now. Woo! Oh, yeah. Congrats! But sometimes it feels like we're just friends. Help!
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
Are we not just friends who have sex? We're just best friends who have sex.
Yeah, but I think maybe it could be... To be fair, I think we need to start thinking about why are you feeling this way? My suspicion, from the very small message I've been sent, is that I feel like maybe your partner isn't being like affectionate enough because they were so used to you two being friends with benefits that they didn't want to sort of cross the line
and get too romantic
like a lot of cuddling, holding hands, stuff like that. So now, even though oh my god, my voice is breaking, even though
you were possessed by the ghost of a very old train conductor
even though great, now I've forgotten what I was saying. You're probably still having sex. You're still getting on really well. There's sort of that little disconnect there because you were used to being friends with benefits.
Can we swap seats? Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's just, clearly he's not being very romantic. Or maybe you expected, you've got high expectations of a relationship and you're getting a reality check. Like maybe you glorified it in your head and built it up like, oh my god, once with a girlfriend and boyfriend, oh my god, I'm going to feel so loved and whatever. And it's kind of like, but I think being girlfriend and boyfriend is kind of like just like being mates. Like you just hang out all the time.
Yeah, but also like maybe it's a thing where she's glorified it in her head because she really liked him, but now it's just not cutting it.
You're saying break up? Is this your wild card?
Oh, I'm not saying break up, I'm saying communicate first. But it could be a thing where... naturally, and I feel like this is very normal, when you start, and it doesn't happen all the time, but I do think it's quite a normal experience.
Yeah.
When you start...
Why are you taller than me now?
Because I'm on the taller chair. Yeah. When you are... What, do you want to swap over just so you're not taller? When you start sleeping with someone...
Yes.
A lot of the time, you can end up... And you're getting on... And you're friends as well. You're friends with benefits. You can end up catching feelings for each other, right?
Yeah.
And then... But the thing is that it could be a thing where you were almost getting a bit sex blind.
It's just hot and steamy. It's lust.
And then now you're in a relationship. You're like, oh, this doesn't actually...
It's not very lusty anymore, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I knew someone who they cheated. They had an affair. These two people had an affair with each other. Broke up with their partners to be with each other. And as soon as the affair was done, they were officially together. Dead.
Are you talking about sex life?
No. That's funny. No.
Shall I read the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Number five. My boy best friend keeps trying to confess to my mother's murder.
Lem.
No, he keeps
trying to sidetrack.
My boy best friend keeps trying to confess. I say let him confess.
Lem, you are an idiot.
Just let it happen.
You have been the boy best friend that's confessed, haven't you?
No, but like...
Because, Lem,
Let him get it out of his system. Let him get it out of his system. Yeah, you'll both be better off for it.
I once had a boy best friend confess.
Yeah.
And our friendship was never the same.
I suppose it depends on the type of person. I'm the type of person who, you know, I can confess, I can get turned down, but then we can still be friends.
No, it was so awkward afterwards. And even though, like, we still got on, the friendship genuinely was never the same. Like, we couldn't hang out one-on-one because it just felt like... Because the thing is that It wasn't, I think both of us felt awkward, but he especially felt really awkward. Yeah. And
too much shame.
I think he was very ashamed.
Do you think he's the type of person who will carry the shame with him? Or do you think he can get past it? Also, there is possibly, almost definitely, the factor that he is your boy best friend because he is in love with you. And that he,
I hate
the desire to hang out with you will lessen greatly once he knows that there's, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but that's not a nice thing.
No, but it's the way that it is. He is putting in extra time, more time with you than any other boy would, because he's in love with you and he wants to be with you. So that's why he's putting in extra effort. He's not being nice to you just because he likes you, but, like, you know, he'll do extra things for you that a person wouldn't normally do, like your regular friend wouldn't do for you, and that will cease. But it's, but you got to rip the man, you got to let him do it. You got to be like, I know you want to say something to me, just say what you got to say, hear him out, maybe you could even consider it if he buys you a nice enough gift.
I disagree with all of Lem's advice here.
Okay.
I think that it's actually kind of sad when your boy best friend confesses and then you say that you're not interested and they hang out with you less. Whether it's out of awkwardness or not, it kind of just, and I know it's not always their intention, but it does sort of feel like, oh, they were only hanging out with me because of the possibility of being able to have sex with me.
See, it's just, what a disgusting way to know.
Lem!
I'm not joking. No, but that's such a cynical attitude. Like,
it's not a cynical attitude. It's like it's like the female experience.
It's not the sex. It might not be the sex. He just might genuinely just really like her. Yeah, probably. But if he's trying to bang, it's a very odd way to try and bang to become best friend, probably, and then slowly and nervously try to confess that you're in love. It's a very odd way to try and just bang. They're probably best friends and he's fallen for her.
Well, I disagree with Lem's advice to let him confess. I would say send as many signals as possible that you aren't interested. Like, be like, OMG. Like, remember that post that was like, oh, we look like a couple here. A couple of besties. Like, yeah, do something like that. Like, keep referring to him as bestie. Keep referring to him as bestie.
That is horribly demoralizing, and he may even begin to resent you. I would say, look, it's like,
what resent? Don't you think that's kind of messed up that men resent you for not liking them
but
back?
But to continually be, because he would probably get the idea that you're rebuffing him, but so like subtly and like kind of undermining him and things like that are really like undermining for a guy. I would say, a girl you like. Constantly reminding you that there's no way in hell that she'd ever get with you. Whereas if he just gets it off his chest, you say no, then it can be left. It's over.
Interesting.
It's a, like, you can, what you, if you shoot, as a man, if you shoot your shot and you fail, you can still take pride in the fact that you've shot your shot. If you're a hanger-on and, you know, like, just clinging on to the hope that maybe one day, or just knowing that there's no hope ever, but like just you're constantly being rebuffed very subtly, mm-hmm. and everyone else around you is talking about it like, oh, it's so sad for him. Oh my God. It's way worse. 28. Never dated anyone. I'm afraid people will see it as a red flag. So my first instinct is to lie about it. I think that...
I don't think it's a red flag to have never dated at 28.
Never, is this, like, are you saying, like, you've never been with anyone or, like, you've never been in a proper relationship?
It sounds like never dated is, like, I've never even been on a date before.
Okay, no, then I don't think that's a red flag, especially if you're a girl. I think that's fine. If you're a guy, maybe some women may find it weird. But
that's more of a... I don't think it is weird. Like, yeah, women may find it weird, but I don't think it is weird.
There's nothing weird about
but
it.
But also, I think, you know, you're, like, a nice man. I feel like some men, when they find out you're 28 and you've never been on a date before, may be kind of arsehole-y about it. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it depends on what sort of guys you mix with. If you find a nice... I'm telling you, every nice guy you meet will not care that you haven't dated. But also, I don't... Maybe this is bad advice.
I think it was a girl,
but I'm not 100% sure. I do think, though, that there's not that much harm in lying about it. If it makes you feel more comfortable to
start with, and then you can tell them later if it goes anywhere. Because, yeah, the random person you're going to be dating, you don't even know, they don't need to know shit about you. Chances are you're going to go on two dates and never see each other again. Yeah. So I think a little white lie like that, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, you can just be like, yeah, I've dated here and there, but nothing's ever stuck. Yeah. Don't lie and be like, oh, yeah, I was in a relationship for 4 years.
I'm married.
They moved to Korea or something. Like, don't, yeah, I was married, I'm divorced. Like, don't dig yourself in too deep. But... also,
we'll go fully the other way and create a fake spouse and like put them on Facebook and stuff and just really deep dive into it. Either way, I was speaking of feet. You know those games? You know those game ads on TikTok? Whenever I get an ad for like a game ad,
mm-hmm.
whenever I get an ad for a game app mm-hmm. on TikTok, I always watch it all the way through because I find them really funny. And now they've gone from like doing these weird little skits to it's just a woman's foot. They'd just be a woman like. At with her bare feet out, like in front of the camera, be like, my girlfriend said she's going to invade Greece on Top War because they cancelled our flight booking. And it's the next shot, it's them playing the game, but next to the phone is her foot. It's so weird.
It's interesting how popular foot fetishes are, and it's interesting that you don't have a foot fetish.
I have a fetish for your foot.
Yeah, but if your partner doesn't have a fetish for your feet, they don't like you.
Yeah. Getting too... oh, gosh, you write like a doctor. Getting too attached...
that's so when you... fucking rude. I have neat handwriting. What are you talking about? I don't have the handwriting of a doctor.
I'm sorry. Getting too attached when you know it can't go further. He's moving to another country. What is this? These aren't questions.
It's just people that were like...
Jordan's followers, these aren't questions. When you're sending a query, don't just send me a statement. So I'm assuming you're asking if you should get too attached or if it's wrong to get too... like, I think you're going to be sad either way. I say go all in while they're there.
I also think... I was thinking that. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You only yeah. live once. This can be like your short-lived summer romance yeah. that you can be really sad about for a few weeks and then you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Why not?
And then one day you might end up in... you bump into each other somewhere and re-spark the passion. That's what would happen in a rom-com.
Yeah, I would
or
actually...
or chase them to the airport.
I would go all in on that one and be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me get attached real quick. And then you yeah. can actually... there's something about like experiencing heartbreak in that format that I personally feel like would be the best heartbreak to experience. Yeah. Obviously, it's sad, but I feel like if this is your first heartbreak especially... sorry, this is fucked up advice, but I feel like it's better to experience your first heartbreak through something like, oh, they're moving away and we can't keep it going,
yeah.
rather than like they cheat on you yeah. or they're a boyfriend that just like hates you.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do it for the plot.
Do this, exactly. And then you can go and listen to Take Care and it will really hit. Like when you listen to Take Care again, the album, not just but that song.
Listen to Teenage Fever as well.
Ooh, yeah.
If you had my
any Drake, just go back and listen to Drake's discography after he leaves.
You come for me. Or the song.
If somehow you knew that you loved
the song go. Sorry, I have so many like.
Lie to me.
I have so many angsty.
Out of body. Sorry.
I have so many angsty love songs as if I'm not in like the most stable relationship of my life. Like
yeah.
when I listen to like, there's a song that goes, I'm just a boy who is looking at you.
What's that one? There's this one. What's that Joji song that I said I would sing that if we broke up?
And sometimes I look in her eyes, that's when I find a glimpse of us.
And I try to go for the time, and I'm thinking of...
also, oh, you know what's a great song for a bit of, like, heartbreak, long-distance heartbreak? I watch the moon, let it run my moon, can't stop thinking of you. I feel like, oh my God, who's ready for DMC, deep and meaningful chat? I feel like love is one of the biggest blessings of the world. I feel like the fact that so many people get to experience love
yes.
is honestly such a fucking blessing. And I think it's just the sweetest thing that like humans and animals as well, but like humans do these lovely things for each other. And yeah. it's not just romantic, platonic as well. We do these lovely things for each other because we like, isn't the sort of, when did people invent holding hands? Yeah. Like, how sweet is that? And I just feel like you know that you like this person. Yes, they're moving away, but I feel like you should be able to experience getting attached to them and maybe falling in love with them a little bit, because love is one of the many blessings in the world.
Yes. And you can run to the airport after them when they leave. You can do, like, the speech from When Harry Met Sally. Or you could do a bit of Jerry Maguire, whichever is your flavour.
Or Love Actually. That little 12-year-old.
When I think of love, I think of the arrivals land at Heathrow's airport.
Heathrow's airport?
I think of the arrival lounge at Heathrow's airport.
I love that film.
I think that movie is pretty good.
You love that film.
It's very dumb.
All right, read me another one.
It's no Jerry Maguire. I'm going to make sure Jordan watches Jerry Maguire this weekend for my birthday. We're going to watch loads of One Piece. We're going to watch Jerry Maguire. And we're going to watch When Harry Met Sally.
Woo!
I fell in love with my coworker before being my coworker. You became them. That's why I fell in love with my coworker. I then became my coworker. He was my best friend's boyfriend. Whoa. This is like an existential.
What the fuck? You're not reading this properly.
That's what they said. You said, I fell in love with my coworker before being my coworker. He was my best friend's boyfriend. Is it like a riddle?
I fell in love with my coworker before he was my coworker.
Oh, before they. So that's not what is written.
That is what's written.
I fell in love.
I fell in love with Pimp House and I freaked it. I'm getting delirious.
I'm getting so tired.
I'm getting delirious.
Let's exchange the name coworker for like a name, like John. Okay? I fell in love with John before being John. He was my best friend's boyfriend.
That means before he existed. Before he came into existence.
It means I was his I fell in love with him before I then became him. She's like maybe peeled off his skin and...
No, I fell in love with my coworker before he was my coworker. He was my best friend's boyfriend. What are you not getting about this?
Okay, so your best friend's boyfriend...
So they met as co-workers, but before they became co-workers, he was her best friend's boyfriend.
So no, I would say that they met as best friend's boyfriend and then he became co-worker, no?
Well, yeah, I guess maybe it could be that.
Yeah.
We need more context on this one, but don't do it. Don't do it. Friendship is for life.
So are they still going out?
I mean, I think she's fallen in love with him, but she hasn't confessed.
But no, I mean, is she still going? Is he still going out with the best friend, this coworker?
No, I feel like they could have broken up.
Yeah,
it sounds like they've broken up.
He was my best friend's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, again, poorly written question, but I say go for it. Just to be messy.
No, Len, do not give that terrible advice.
I don't really. I don't think people should go out with their friends' exes.
I think that it's a really bad idea.
It doesn't end well,
like,
normally.
Like, don't do it. It never ends well. And friendships are for life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
11. How to get over a fear of rejection. May I?
Yeah, of course.
So, when I was in year 8, two of my good friends were going out with two of my good friends who were girls, and there was one other girl in the group who was... didn't have a boyfriend and I didn't have a girlfriend, and before then I was deathly afraid of talking to girls romantic, like I had loads of friends who were girls, but like romantically I was deathly afraid of it, like I just got so embarrassed and shy, whatever. And my friends assured me up and down that she liked me, that she fancied me, that it was all gonna go through, and it was all gonna be fine.
The deal was gonna go
through. Yeah, everything. I thought I was gonna secure the deal. They'd spoken to the board. It was fine. They were coming, like, so they like ask her out, and like I could see the two girls having her. I was like, okay, it's coming. I'd like prepped myself the day before I came into school at break time. I was like, hey, I really like you. Do you want to be my girlfriend? And she went, no, sorry. I was like, oh, and it really stung. But then I went okay, and as I walked back to my friends, they're like, sorry, man. And I was like, I looked over and I was like, nothing happened. Like,
yeah.
I'm not dead. I'm fine. Like, I actually feel better. I feel relieved, actually, after all the tension. And I don't know. It's like since then, I've never felt any kind of fear, again, fear of getting rejected. I feel fear for other things. I don't go in the ocean. I think just do it. Just try it. Dip your toe in. No, don't dip your toe in. It's like getting in a cold pool. Just dive in head first. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah, see, the thing is, if you get turned down by someone, it's especially if you're an adult and if you're like an adult, no one is going to think about the person that they rejected.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever thinks about it. Like, most of the time when you're an adult, when you get turned down, people turn you down very nicely.
Yeah.
And no one is going to think about that person that they rejected in a bar 2 years ago. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, you are not going to cross their mind ever again.
Unless you did something real creepy. Number 12. What to do if you really don't like your friend's partner? Cut their brakes. Next.
I think that don't tell your friend that you don't like their partner. Because
tell their partner. Just pull them to one side and be like, I hate you. We're going to kill you.
But I do also think that don't tell your friend that you don't like their partner unwarranted. Yeah. If your friend says, my partner's been acting this way and it's not making me happy, then be like, I actually really don't like him. But I feel like a problem that people have with their friends' partners that they don't like is that they tend to be like, I hate your partner to your friend, and your friend can feel quite isolated in the relationship.
Yeah, yeah. It's just going to make them cling on to them harder, really.
Yeah, and feel like they can't turn to you when they should be able to you.
Then you could be getting the juicy deets and getting your claws in and breaking them up.
And I do also think that, you know, a lot of people don't want to be there for their friends when their friends have been cheated on like a million times and keep getting back with their partner. But you have to stick by your friends even through their fucking shitty mistakes. People will learn eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, number 13. My friend has dated a guy for 2 years, never been to his house, and he won't let her come over. Break up. He's hiding bodies in his basement.
He may have a secret family. To be fair, the thing that sort of came to my head when I heard about that was it sounds like maybe he doesn't like his housemates. Maybe it's a bit of a boy zone and he doesn't... Boy zone?
Boy zone.
The band. the main thing I think is maybe his apartment is really dirty.
I'm thinking murderer. I'm thinking he's got some stuff in there. Head's in the fridge.
Maybe he still lives at home and he hasn't told her.
Break up. That's my wild card.
I think it's strange to not let your partner around your house. I do think it's strange. I agree.
I think break up or follow him home and see what's up and then let us know.
Cool.
Okay. Last one. Number 16. How do you keep things exciting?
Dates. I would say that it's important to figure out what each other's love language is. So, like, for example, my love language is definitely quality time.
Yeah.
So
I like food.
I like
TV.
I like quality, as in quality time. Like, I like to go out and do things. I like dates. I like going to the park. I like going out to eat in new restaurants, going out on nights out with you. That's what I like, and that's what keeps it exciting for me. Yeah. Meanwhile, Lem is very much like a bit of a homebody. He likes to stay at home and he likes to get cozy. He works very hard, so he just wants to stay at home and like watch TV. And it's important to put aside time for each other. I think everyone's love language is quality time. Like, you're in a relationship for a reason, and I feel like it's important to figure out what each other's quality time is. So, like, for example, I would rather not spend a load of time in the flat because I'm here all the time working.
Yeah.
But I also stay in sometimes with you because I know that it makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly. And vice versa.
Yeah.
I think the main way to keep things exciting is to just ask each other what you want to do. Like you said, just ask. Mm-hmm. Be like, what do you want to do that you think would be fun? And then just take the time to think. Because obviously not everyone's going to have it off the top of their head. Sit down together, brainstorm some stuff that you think you could do together that's exciting. I think anything that's exciting in general, anything you find exciting will be exciting with your partner. And if you're doing it together, that will be keeping your relationship exciting.
Yeah.
That's my advice. Yeah, all right.
I agree.
That's it. Those ones were boring anyway.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Just want to apologize that this is an audio only episode. The footage that I'm looking through in the camera right now looks like the worst thing ever. So we're going to have to skip the footage this week, but I might upload a cheeky bonus episode.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I think I'm going to upload a bonus episode of The Powd this week just to make up for this audio only episode.
Okay.
So I'm going to upload a bonus episode. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the
thank
podcast,
Len. And please, if we answered your query, please get back to us.
Yeah, keep us updated. Like, I want to know the updates.
And number 13, you have to break up.
Yeah, I agree.
As we said. Yeah, remember to check out the Lem and Zach show. Remember to check out, I don't know if you know, Jordan has a YouTube channel. She does, like, video essays and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're really
watch
tired.
Watch One Piece.
Really tired and we're delirious.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.